This is the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update on Friday, November the 11th, with Fergus Nicol.
I would say it's a turbulent time in the markets. When the markets go down, when the markets go up, we tend not to think of it as turbulence. There's a lot that markets are trying to discount and understand. There is dissension in the U.S. We have protests in the street, some people upset that Mr. Trump got elected. So this is going to take some time to sort it out and to see exactly where we go next. So we did have a nice consumer sentiment number reported out today. Of course, it didn't reflect the news at the polls. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but consumer sentiment seems to be in somewhat better shape. And if we compare where things are now to where they were 8 years ago when Mr. Obama took over, things are completely different. Donald Trump is getting an economy that's growing and maybe even improving. Barack Obama got an economy that we knew was in bad shape, but in fact was heading into much, much worse shape. And he was firefighting in almost the first 2 years he was in office. And Mr. Trump is going to have a chance to set a legislative agenda. He's got Republicans in control in the House and the Senate. And, he's off to the races. We're going to have change in the United States.
Some of the biggest gains over the week, Robert, construction, banks, retailers. What do we read into that when we think we know what the Trump agenda might be? And construction, presumably because we think there's going to be an infrastructure act pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, infrastructure is a good plan. Of course, both candidates wanted to do infrastructure. The problem with infrastructure is it's not as fast as you think. It takes a while to get things going. Now, of course, Mr. Trump should know construction pretty well. He doesn't really build roads, although I think he understands what that's about. He builds casinos and high-rises and things like that. But he'll have an idea what he's getting himself into.
Our thanks to Robert Brisker at FAO Economics.